Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Okay, I hear it. There it is. Okay. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you're once again tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, we have a special guest on tonight. So I'm asking our listeners, as I always do, especially for the new listeners for the first time, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome woman of God that's going to deliver God's word on tonight. You're going to need your Bibles, your pens, and paper so that you can follow along. We are getting ready to go into prayer right now. We always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners, if you would touch and agree with me in prayer, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come, touching and agreeing and realizing that you are God all by yourself. You are the Most High God. You are the great I Am. So we come to you thanking you for who you are, thanking you for this another day that you have made, and you've allowed us to wake up and see it without hurt, harm, or danger. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my special guests on tonight, and all those that are faithful doers of your word, not just hearers only, but doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up our sisters and brothers over in Ukraine. We lift up the president of Ukraine, Heavenly Father, because we know that you realize what's going on in the world. And you said in your word that there would be wars and rumors of wars. So that's what we're experiencing right now. So we ask you to continue to bless your people over in Ukraine. Continue to have mercy upon them in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that your will be done, because we know that there's nothing that's going on in the world that you are not aware of. And there's something that you allow to happen to get so that you will be able to get the glory. So we are not judging, but we ask that you will move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, over Ukraine, even touch the heart of the president of Putin, Heavenly Father, that he will have a change of heart and change of mind, that his heart will be turned to do what's right, but will be pleasing to you. And, oh, God, we just come now in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this worldwide platform and this worldwide ministry that is now being heard through prisons all over the United States. So continue to move by your spirit. Should there be any listeners that's tuning on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer, hope, and desire that your word will go forth with power, that they will hear your word and receive it on tonight and ask to be saved in Jesus' name, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you will get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture food for thought, and it comes to us saying on tonight, don't wait till church or Sunday to worship God. Why? He never waits until you have your life right to provide, heal, or protect and give you his peace. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought, don't wait till church or Sunday morning to give God, to worship God. He never waits until you have your life right to provide, heal, or protect you and give you his peace. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played over this worldwide ministry or platform. Well, right now, I am so excited to introduce my first-time guest on tonight, and I'm going to first ask her to share a short testimony. I'm going to ask her, I don't want to mess up her name, man. Praise the Lord. I don't want to mess up your name, Pastor. I know this is your first time on my show, and I don't want to mess up your name. Would you please introduce would you please say your first and last name for me and the listeners, please?
Sure. My name is Maritza Luciano.
Maritza Luciano. One of the senior for New Zion Detroit Church, which is located here in Detroit, Michigan. Excuse me, she's my special guest on tonight. She will be the woman God works of, excuse me, very shortly. But what I'm going to ask her to do first, could you please share with me and the world by listening a short testimony, please?
Of course, sure. Yes, by the grace of God, my husband Carlos and I are pastors at New Zion Detroit. And our ministry expands from the city of Detroit, Michigan, USA, and throughout the surrounding neighborhoods and wherever God wants to lead us. But I am more than thankful to God for the many things that God has done in my life. First of all, for the forgiveness of my sin and his great mercy and how he is working within my life just like he can do with everyone else. But I do thank, I must be I must say that I am most grateful to God for allowing me to share with you about his mercy. And when I say mercy, I know that God has mercy over all humanity. Glory to God. And his faithfulness, and among many things God can do, but one of them is the miracles that he performs in our lives. And I am a living witness of the miracles God performs. He's done so many miracles in my life. But one that I can remember not too long ago, 2018, where the doctor had declared me that I had had, this is what the doctor said, that I had cervical cancer. So I was, being though that I am a believer and I've read the word, and the word says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. So with that in my mind, in my spirit, I know that I can trust him. And I just put my hands in, you know, my life in the hands of God. And as a pastor, the church got together. They did their part. They prayed. They fasted. They went before God, because, see, God says that he will never leave us nor forsaken us. So I held on to all that word. That word is a lamp onto our feet. And it's something that I can live with. I don't have to worry about feeling lonely. I don't have to worry, you know, the human part of it, it kind of shocks you because of all these things that you hear of unknown situations. But I know that the God that protected me is going to be with me till the end, no matter what's going on. We're praying over Ukraine and all these things that are happening, and we all know that it's all in the Bible. And you know, but God calls us to step in the gap for others as well. And I'm one that I have learned through the miracles of what God has done in my life. And that's just one of the many that later they declared me free of any cancer. And God is so wonderful that he gifted me a child. I was able to conceive a child. And she's, she's 25 years old now. You know, so when God does something, he does it perfect.
Oh, yes.
I
thank God. Yes. Amen. I just want to say thank you for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight, because as I always do, always as my first time guest to share a testimony, because God said he will share his glory with no one. And your testimony can be a blessing to someone else, because we serve the same God, and he has no respect for a person. Just like he did it for you, he's able to do it for someone else too, if they just believe by faith that he's able to. So right now, we got to go to a very short music break. And because of what we are experiencing in the world today, that's why I'm playing this song for the people of Ukraine, for the president of Ukraine, and those people that are suffering because of this unprovoked war that's going on around the world and over in that part of the world. So they may not be able to hear it, but then some of them are able to hear this, because this worldwide platform is being heard even over in Russia and all over the world. So someone over in Ukraine may be able to hear this song and this message on tonight. They will be inspired by the word of God on tonight. So that's why I'm praying again tonight. Pray for me. And that's what the word of God says. The fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. That's why we have to continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in prayer. Enjoy the music break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to this awesome woman of God who's going to deliver God's word on tonight.
Come on, KD.
It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Please, please, please don't forget. many of y'all know that song? Do you know that song? If you ain't too cute to say it, help the praise team sing.
Praise the Lord again. That song said it's an urgent request, and we know that it is a real urgent request on today that we pray ye one for another. So right now, before I bring forth this awesome woman of God that's going to share his word, and I do once again pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. I want to give a shout out right now to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located also in Harper Woods, Michigan. I want to give a shout out to them. And then also to my former pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church as well. So right now, we are ready to receive this awesome woman of God, Pastor Luciano. I think I pronounced it. Hopefully I pronounced it right this time. I now yield the mic to you. Before you do that, the phone lines will be open after she has concluded with the message on tonight. So if any listeners have any questions for her pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give her words of comments of encouragement, you can do so after she has delivered God's word on tonight. So I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Brother Brown. I appreciate it. I'm very thankful to God. With a humble spirit, I bring to you a word that it's only coming through my mouth, but it comes from God. And I trust that everyone at the sound of my voice are about to hear something, a word that comes, as we know, that it does not return unto him void. His word will get to where it needs to go. Glory to his name. And I'm more than grateful for that. But the title message for today would be a trusting and obeying. Trusting and obeying. And we find that scripture or the scripture of 2 Timothy 1 and 7. So that's the second book of Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. And it says so, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Glory to his name. You know, this verse says that fear is not of God. Okay. He did not give us that. He gives us a power and of love and of sound mind. Sound mind, a clear-minded, a clear-headed mind, peace, the joy that surpasses all understanding, The lack of fear brings about a closeness to God because we trust in him. What's connected to the power of love and sound mind is the faith. Faith without works is dead. We walk by faith and not by sight. We don't go by what our natural eyes see, but because within our hearts and our minds, we know there is a true God who gives us this word. And he says, I give you all these instructions for a reason, so you can follow my steps. I know that you have a weakness. I know that there are situations in your lives that you cannot handle, but here I am. The Bible says that seek the kingdom of heaven. Seek the kingdom of heaven and all its glory, and the rest will be added unto you. That means when we look up on God, when we look towards him and we seek him, especially in these latter days that we're living in, you know, we've seen the rumors of war, the word of God says, it's causing a lot of confusion, a lot of fear. And that's why I brought this word that God didn't give us that fear. Glory to his name. He is offering the peace that surpasses all understanding, but there's a step that we take. And it's to surrender our mind, heart, soul, all our being towards God. We place our trust in him. We allow him to take us by the hand and lead us on. Hallelujah. Because we cannot do anything on our own. Every step has been ordained in our lives. So we do his will. That's called a perfect will to follow him. So, but when we see this, when it says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, we look at that word fear and we start thinking of the things that are happening in our daily lives, the insecurities that bring about, that it causes a form of freezing. Well, I'm not willing to, I cannot do it, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's nothing I cannot do without him. I just cannot. I don't have the strength. We're human. We need our Father God, who's omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. He knows it all. He's got the instructions to each and every one of our lives to continue working out. And he says that he's faithful and just to forgive us when we come before his presence. You know, one thing I love about God, that he's a God of his word. His word will not return unto him void. His promises are yea and amen. He doesn't give up. We've heard many times many promises down here in this world, and then we get let down. We get framed. We get called upon, against, spoken against us, turning their backs on us, and therefore we feel abandoned. But let me tell you, my friend, my best friend who is Jesus, he is my friend, and he has been my friend since I came to him. Didn't realize that he loved me first before I loved him. And I praise him and I glorify him. He's given me a home. He's given me people that love me, surround me, the family of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. That's why I am not ashamed of the word. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to be who I am, as imperfect as I am, but he's still working on me. He's still working within me through the power of his presence. Glory to his name. And, you know, here I am tonight. God has opened this door for me, and I bless Brother Brown for being used and being the vessel for the station. It's not about us. It's about you that you're listening, you that you're hearing, those that are out there around the whole world. Hallelujah. My prayer is that if you don't know him, to give God a chance. Because John 3:16 says it. He sent his only begotten son. God has sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's a word that is true. It's powerful. All that God says, come to me, and I will take care of you. All that are burdened and heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. So today, you know, I encourage you, you know, if you need prayer, there's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with opening your heart to God, because he is faithful. He loves you just as you are. One thing that I wanted to bring about, the verse that I really love. It says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, come, let us consider your options, says the Lord. Though your sins have stained you like the color red, you can become white like snow. Though they are as easy to see as the color scarlet, you can become white like wool. You know, there's nothing impossible for God. Hallelujah. I praise him and I glorify his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So one of the ways to not worry about the fear, because it will come. Fear is the lack of knowledge. You get confused. It causes confusion. You're not sure what's going on. So it causes a form of insecurity. But when we stand on the rock, which is Jesus, hallelujah, we have nothing to worry about because we're not walking by ourselves. The Lord is guiding us, hallelujah, through all kinds of things. If anyone out there has the Bible, open your Bible in the book of Psalms 27. Hallelujah. King David he knew what he was doing. He knew how much he needed God, but he trusted God. He trusted God to guide him again, to straighten out all those crooked ends that we tend to have as human beings that fail God on a daily basis. But we can do it. Yes, we can. We can walk in freedom. We can walk in peace for his name's sake through Jesus Christ. But that's the only way. And no one can go to the Father but through Jesus Christ. So therefore, when I came to the Lord many years ago, like around 1991, I was just running. I was just running. I didn't know what I was running from, but I know I was running until one day I ran into the Lord. I went to visit a church, and they were speaking. It was a children's service. And the pastor said, no, tonight we're going to go ahead and we're going to change things around. See, I didn't know what God's plan was that night. I was just visiting. I was there with my niece and nephew, and God spoke to my heart, and that's when I gave my heart to him. And I have not regretted it. He has never let me down. Praise God. He's never let me down. Praise God. So one way to seek the Lord in the time of fear, by affirming your faith in him alone. Going back to that 27th chapter of Psalms, the main title of this preaching is the 2 Timothy of 1:7, which is, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This is what God wants us to be in that position. Whose son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. So I thank God for everything and anything, even the difficult situations of life. I can place my trust in God because it's only in his time when things will be taken care of and only by him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I thank you. I encourage you to open your heart and let God in and let him guide you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And, yes, with that being said, towards the end here, I have the next one would be seek the Lord in a time of fear by focusing on the Lord himself. You know, when we focus on the Lord, that's when we go through the Bible, when we read his word, when we believe what the word is saying and we allow it to minister to our lives, to talk to our lives, we meditate in it, what God is trying to say with that. And you'd be amazed how God will speak to your spirit, to your heart. Hallelujah. And it will bring you peace. The next one is when fear returns, seek the Lord by redirecting your focus to him. In a heartfelt prayer. You know, one of those prayers where you cry within you and you don't worry about what your surroundings are. You know that Jesus is your best friend. Lord, I come before you just as I am. Have mercy on me. Forgive my sins. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Take me by the hand. And let me tell you one thing. He will listen to that prayer. He will listen to that prayer, and he will come to your rescue in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And finally, continuing seeking the Lord by continually reaffirming your faith in him. Yes, I trust in God. Yes, I believe his word. I will not reject it. I will receive it. Hallelujah. And I trust that this word will work a wonder in my life, will keep me in peace, will allow me with the power of the Holy Spirit to minister to my life, to walk in his way and not mine. That is called the will of God, the will of God to do what God wills in my life. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen.
Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I conclude that. Yes.
Amen. You know what, Pastor? You know what? That was a powerful word. I like how you brought it. You were straightforward with the word, and you made it so plain and so clear. And that's what the word of God says, out of all of that, getting your understanding of what the word is trying to tell us and what it's trying to direct us to. So you made it very plain and clear. Sometimes it don't take a long message, but sometimes it's just a short word. But it's a right now, it's a rhema word. It's a right now word for those that are listening, because like you said, the word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do, because he knows who's going to be listening to this worldwide platform and ministry. He knows exactly what we all need. So We need to be somebody on this line, somebody around the world needs to hear those words that you just gave to us from out of God's word. You're just a vessel that he used to deliver the word. And so we pray that this word has been received by every listener on tonight. I know I have been blessed by it. And I thank you for sharing your testimony about the cancer, because I, too, am a cancer survivor myself. And so then you said, did you say you was childless at one time, and now God bless you with a daughter?
Yes.
Could you repeat that again? Because I have a lot of new listeners that just dialed in and maybe not hear that part.
Okay.
I want them to receive this blessing, because somebody may be going through the same thing that you went through with regarding your child, and they need to be able to hear this word so they can know that just like he did it for you, he can do the same thing for them too. So if you don't mind repeating that again regarding how you was in one of a child and he blessed you with that child.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, this is something. I have an adult daughter now who's a pastor, and I thank God for that, because it's so many miracles that God has done in my life. And she's my firstborn, but before my secondborn came, the doctor had found that I had cervical cancer. And so because at that point, that was in 2018, I had cancer symptoms way back in the older days, too, and God did a miracle. But see, when you do God's will, you know, these things, God doesn't give you the trials. The Bible says he doesn't give you the tests, the trials.
That's
he
right.
He allows it for a reason, and it's for him to be
That's
glorified.
Right, for glory.
So
That's it.
You know, so and I said, Lord, let it be your will. It don't matter what I think and how I feel. I just trust you. But so it, and when I heard the second, you know, I went to emergency and the doctor had said, well, you have cancer, cervical cancer, and we're going to have to treat you. But I'm thinking, okay, I know the doctors are, you know, they know their thing, they study, they do that, but God gave them the wisdom to get this far. So when a doctor says I cannot do anything else, guess who can do it? God
can.
So after I went, while I was being treated, I went to God. I said, Lord, I'm your daughter. You said that you would be with me till the end. You said that you will not leave me nor forsake me. I ask you to perform a miracle for your glory, not for me. Oh, I'm scared. No, I knew God's got me. He got me.
Yes, Lord.
He got me, but I know that I know.
That's right.
Yeah. And so, and it was funny. I joke about it, because I allowed them to go through the process, whatever they wanted me to do. They performed. They took my whole womb out. Okay.
Mm.
Then the doctor tells me, oh, we didn't find anything. I looked at her like, I could have told you that. But I said, okay, I could have told you that. So anyway, so here I am, and I'm preaching his word. But see, at that time, the first time that I got it, that's when God allowed me to have another child.
Wow.
I'm sorry I misled. But the first one, yes. But when I was told that I had cancer and God did a miracle, and that's when I had my second child, okay? And
wow.
Then here comes again. It tried to come back again, and that's when another different story. I should have written a book on that, because it's like no matter what comes against you, if it's not God's will and God has a plan for you, nobody, the devil cannot touch you, these illnesses, because God has a plan with you. You are to be a vessel to bring the loved one, like those that are hearing us this evening, so they can understand that there is hope in their lives.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. You know what? I thank you for going back over that again, because, like I said, I had a lot of new listeners that just recently dialed in, and they did not hear your testimony at the beginning. So we just thank God, because when we are not doing God's will and we know he have a purpose for our lives, sometimes he will allow things to happen to us so he can get our attention, so that we can call upon him and be saved, and that he can reveal to us what our God's purpose is, and that way we can start walking in it, we can fulfill it, then he will bless us and give us the desires of our hearts. But he's not going to do that if we're not following his will and if we're not walking in our God's purpose. So when we are there on our own, we just open for the enemy to have his way with us. And so I just thank you for sharing that testimony all over again for the new listeners that recently dialed in that did not get a chance to hear it at first. But I also, again, thank you for the word right now that you just delivered on tonight. So right now, the phone lines are open for anyone that has dialed in. I have a lot of people that have dialed in, and they are listening to you live. So right now, the lines are open. Is there anyone that would like to maybe have a question for Pastor Luciano on tonight, or do you want to give her words of encouragement? The lines are open. You're free to do so right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anyone? Let me make sure I got these lines open. Hold on just 1 second. Let me open up all the lines. Just 1 second, please. Bear with me. I'm opening up all the lines again. I want to make sure I have a ball.
Okay.
Okay. Now, once again.
Brother Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Brown, that's sister, Minister Luciano. That was a great, wonderful word.
Praise God. Amen.
A wonderful word, and yes, most definitely, you should write a book about that. Would be a great book, yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah, hallulah.
Okay, now we're talking about fear. So, when fear comes in and occupies us, well, what happened to the faith? Where did the faith go?
When it came to the what?
If we let
fear come in, where does the faith go? What happened to the faith?
Pastor? Pastor
Luciano? Did you hear me?
Did you hear the question, Pastor? Is she still, hold on just 1 second. Hold on.
Yes.
Okay, Pastor Luciano, did you hear the question, Pastor?
Yes, I did. Faith without works is dead. So if we set aside, you know, if God says trust me, that means believe in me, have faith in me, that means I don't have room for fear. So if we give the fear, you know, if we fear, then that means we don't have the room for faith. So it's either or. Glory to God. And we can when we walk on faith, praise God.
So in other words, Pastor, what you're saying is you can't have fear and faith at the same time. That's what you're saying?
No, we cannot have that. Nope. We cannot have both.
You're going to have one or the other.
That is correct.
Amen.
Okay, so we got to stand on God's word and have faith in God and not our fear, not what we see, the things of the natural with our physical eyes, but we have to see things in the spiritual according to God's word, what he says.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Gwen, for that question. And I do agree with Sister Gwen, Pastor, that you need to write that book. That book will be a blessing to others around the world. So is there anyone else that would have a question? Anyone else that have a question for the pastor on tonight? The phone lines are still open. Anyone with a question? Or if you'd like to give a words of encouragement, this is the time to do so. The phone lines are still open.
I want to tell her thank you for that message.
Is that Sister Mary Ann King from North Carolina?
Yes, it is.
All right, that's my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina, Pastor, on the line.
Oh, praise God.
And she wanted to give you words of encouragement.
That was a nice message, and I really appreciate it.
Well, you know what? It's just that I'm just a vessel. The glory goes to God. He knows your heart. He knows your mind, your spirit. Hallelujah. Human beings can only pretend to understand. But see, nobody knows your heart but God. Your creator. Hallelujah. So we're just a vessel to say, here you go, Lord, here I am. Do what you want to do with me. That's what we do.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's right. You're right, Pastor. That's it. That's it right there in a nutshell. As my mother used to say, that's it in a nutshell. Anyone else who have any questions for the pastor on tonight?
Yeah, I want to say something. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, listen, I am so excited from what I heard and I see her seed. She's talking about her daughter. It's a pastor. So I see the seed, the inheritance, the obedience, you know, as it passed down. When they see the light and see the life in her faith, her trust in God, that's illuminated in such a way that it caused a stir in her siblings. I mean, not siblings, but in her daughter, as she said. And I'm going to just say thank you for being the person who you are, just to be listening to you tonight. I want to say God bless you and Godspeed.
Amen, amen. Thank you. I appreciate it. Amen.
Pastor Luciano. Amen. Pastor Luciano, that's also my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is Pastor Norman King, pastor of the Preachers Outreach Ministries down in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor King. Is there anyone else that have a question for the pastor on tonight after delivering this powerful word? The phone lines are still open. Or if you'd like to give her words of encouragement. Pastor Luciano, right now, before we close the phone lines up for tonight, do you want to give any shout-outs at this time, or how any listeners can reach you? How can you be reached?
Sure. I give a shout-out to New Zion, Detroit, the church that God had ordained us, my husband and I, Carlos and I, to minister to oversee this church. They're on the line, too. They're excited because we're multicultural. So those that don't know, we're Hispanics, you know, but that's okay because we speak English, we speak Spanish. Our goal, our vision is to be empowered by God to heal, to save, heal, and deliver the souls, right? But then also to reconcile the souls to Christ. So we do street ministries. We do all kinds of things because we want to do God's will. We're living in the latter days, so we don't have a whole lot of time to waste. We praise God. But our number, to contact us, we're at 313-482-1441. And we also have an email address, which is newziondetroit@gmail.com.
Amen. Could you give that once again, please, one more time?
Sure. The email address is newziondetroit@gmail.com. And the phone number is 313-482-1441. So we're not alone in this ministry because we're covered. Yeah, we're covered by our apostle E.J. Moreno, and he is our overseer from Chicago, Illinois. It's the Zion Kingdom. And we have a sister church in Indiana, so we just love on people, and we're not selective as far as the culture and what have you. We're open because the word of God is for everyone.
Amen. That's right.
We're out there.
That's right. You know what? I love your spirit because, like you said, we're all God's people. God created them. He made all of us. He doesn't make one race or nationality. He made all of us. And he said we are to love another just like he loved us. We're supposed to love each other the same way. So
I thank
God for you all tonight, Pastor Luciano. I thank God for your ministry. And we're going to continue to lift up your husband and your daughter as they continue to teach and preach God's word. And we're going to continue to lift you up in prayer that he continue to bless you to be a blessing to the body of Christ and to the kingdom of God.
I just wanted to add a little note because I'm sure someone's wondering about my husband. Yeah, he's a little bit under the weather. So we just asked a little prayer for him. Glory to God. Okay. But he's also in this ministry, so it's not just me.
I understand. Your husband's name is Carlos, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna lift him up in prayer before we close out on tonight. So I'm asking all the listeners to touch and agree that God would touch her husband, Pastor Carlos, that he would touch his body because God knows what he's going through, and God is a promise keeper. Mm-hmm. He said we have to stand on God's word that no weapon formed against us will prosper. That even goes pertaining to our health. So we're all going through something. So that's why we have to continue to encourage one another in prayer and continue to lift each other up in prayer. So that's what we're going to do right now before we close out for tonight. On Thursday night, this coming Thursday night, the 17th, my guest is none other than overseer Joseph E. Jackson. Hold on just 1 second. Our guest for Thursday night, March the 17th, is overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. another powerful man of God. He will be delivering God's word over this worldwide platform on next Thursday night. And then we have on next Saturday night, we have the street preacher. The street preacher, this is a young minister of the gospel, a young man out of Royal Oak, Michigan. He will be delivering God's word on next Saturday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed on next Thursday night and next Saturday night and be blessed by another word from the Lord. So we're going to touch and agree right now for our guest on tonight, Pastor Luciano and her husband, Pastor Carlos, and their ministry, and not only their ministry, but all faithful doers of God's word all over the world that are being faithful doers of his word and not just hearers only. Please touch and agree with me as we close out in prayer on tonight. And once again, Pastor, I want to say thank you once again. And God be willing, I will have you on the on this worldwide platform again as soon as God says so. And hopefully and prayerfully real soon, we'll be able to have your husband on so he can deliver a word from the Lord.
Yeah. For sure. Amen.
We come of God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. We come, your children, touching and agreeing that you are God alone. You are worthy of our praise. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. Thank you that you sit high and you look low. We thank you for being a promise keeper. You said that you are watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people. We just thank you for being a promise keeper. So now we lift up Pastor Carlos, Pastor Luciana, Marcina Luciana, husband, your son in the gospel, in the ministry. We lift him up to you right now. You know what he's going through in his body. So we know that you are the healer. So touch, heal, and deliver him in the name of Jesus. You know what he's going through. You promised that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we're standing on your word because we know that you are a promise keeper. So not only him, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are dealing with PTSD disorders, those that are having suicidal thoughts, mental depression, we lift them all up to you right now in the name of Jesus because we know that you're healing your people, setting them free, and that after they have been healed, delivered, and set free, they will have a testimony and not be afraid or ashamed to be a witness for you and let the world know that it was you who have healed them, that you would get the glory in Jesus' name. We thank you again, Heavenly Father, that you have opened the doors for this worldwide ministry and platform and other ministries that I share over Facebook and all through social media, that the prisoners all over the world, all over the United States, are now being able to receive your word and have a chance to be saved in Jesus' name. We bless your name. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We know that it's of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we continue to lift up our sisters and brothers over in Ukraine. The president continue to lead and guide him, continue to protect them and cover them in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that it still works, and it will never lose its power. So now, Lord, we ask that you would have your way in each one of our lives as individuals, and then as a corporate body of believers, that you alone will get the glory through each one of us. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry, even those that have tuned in on tonight for the first time. Continue to bless them. Grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We love you. We bless your name because through it all, you're still worthy to be praised. We just love you and we just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we're going to move on with our closing song, Cover Me, Lord. Thank you that we are covered by the blood of Jesus and the word of God that once we're saved in Jesus' name, nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. Again, God is a promise keeper. He's faithful. He's still watching over his word. He's still watching over his children. You, my sister. You, my brother. So enjoy this closing song. I'm going to play it as we close out for tonight. Remember and know that I love you. But guess what? God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Good night.
Cover me. With thy spirit, oh, cover me, Lord, with thy self.
Oh, Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With thy breath cover me, Lord, with thy
Come on, bless him.